You can start with our government, come on down. You start with the club. You can start with the business. You can just come. What do they promote? And then when somebody stand up and talk about Jesus, Christ is everything. He is love. He's the healer. He's life. He's joy. And don't get out there talking about praying in the Holy Ghost and prophesying. You done got widow. Oh, you a widow. I'm not talking about the world itself. I'm talking about the majority of the church world. Start talking about spiritual thing. I pray and prophesy. I speak with tongues every day. I worship God in the spirit. They'll look at you like you fell out of Mars, come from Venus or somewhere. And that should be so natural for the believer. Hello?
Amen.
I say hello?
Amen.
That should be just as common, should be common and natural for the believer to think, talk, live, speak, act that way. Because we are spirit beings. Been born of God, and God's life is on the inside of us. The things of God shouldn't be scary. Are y'all in the house? And we are fearful of them, and we are intimidated by them. Now, we should desire the things of God. They should be a craving of our hearts. We should yearn. We should crave and desire earnestly the things of the Spirit. They should be on our mind. Our mind should be constantly thinking about the things of God. Our spirit man should be constantly fed the Word of God. It should be our meditation throughout the day. What did Psalm 1 say? Well, let's find out what it says then. Nobody said nothing. I bet you we're going to find out what it says. Bless. Start out with the word bless. Bless is the man that walketh not in the counsel of who? Nor standeth in the way of sinners. When you are natural minded and you born again, you live in your natural mind, you are standing in the way of sinners. You ain't praying for no sinner. You thinking about yourself. How you can get ahead. I'm already ahead because I'm born again. I don't have to think about how I'm going to get ahead. I'm already ahead. I've been made that way. I don't have to think about trying to get there. I'm there. I just have to learn how to do it. I got it. I just got to learn how to do it. So he said, blessed the man that standeth, man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in what? The seat of the scornful. Scornful, but his delight is where?
In the law.
In the law of the Lord. And in his law, in his word, doeth he.
Meditate.
How long?
Day.
Why is he meditating in the word of God? It is my life. It is the word has everything I need. It gives me, teach me, show me, reveal to me, helps me, comfort me, strengthen me, gives me, helps me and to do everything I need done. Listen, God did not forget. He made me a spirit. He know I have a soul, and he know I live in a body, right? He knows that. Now, every part that I just mentioned, has need. I have spiritual need. I have mental need. I have physical need. Because if you don't take a bath, you're going to be stinky. Stinky, stinky. I don't care how pretty you are and how ugly you are. The stink won't go away if you don't take a bath. So he provided physical need. If I don't eat, my body going to deteriorate. If I don't put on clothes, I'm going to create a scene. Come on. So he has provided for me in every realm. Man wasn't that smart to come up with it. He just taught him how to do it. God had it already figured out. It was already planned. He knew that my mind needs to be fed the right stuff. Because if I don't feed my mind the right stuff, here I go to the doctor taking pills trying to make it function right. And all it does is done it down. And I walk around like a half zombie. But he said, my peace I give unto you.
Yes.
Listen what he said. My peace I leave with you. And am I right about it?
Yes.
Then he said, and the peace of God that does what? Passes all what? Understanding shall do what? Keep your heart. He said, keep your heart and your mind. So we learn when we learn how to live in the supernatural, in the realm of the supernatural. Where is God? God is a supernatural God. Let me ask you this. You think God is worried this morning? You think he got some pills he got to take to try to get his mind going this morning? Oh, Jesus, where them pills at? What? And furthermore, well, who's going to make some pills for God anyway? I guess go to the drugstore and get them. Now God gave you, made available to you, everything that he is. Oh, somebody need to hear that today. God made available to you everything that he is.
Amen.
That's why Jesus was so successful, because he yielded his spirit, his soul, his body to the Lord, to his Father. Amen? So, back to this. Now listen what Romans says. Listen what Romans says. Romans 12:1, moving right along. Listen what it says, got to move on. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. That you present your body. That you do what? You present your bodies. How? You present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's the least you could do. That's the least you could do is to present your body. That's the least you could do. Is to do what? Present your body unto God. Why you present your body unto God? Because he now has purchased your body. Your body belongs to the Lord. And you're to keep this house that God now dwell in, because he said, if I need to go there, I'll go and read what he said.